Welcome to our shortcast. This summary is from our Leaders in Consulting show episode with Ludger Strom, Managing Director DACH at Go Beyond Partners. We're covering three highlights from the show. Leveraging social media to grow your consultancy and enhance customer experience. How Go Beyond Partners uses physical events to build personal connections with customers and peers. And Ludger's magic formula for building trust with his clients. Let's get right to it. Leveraging social media to grow your consultancy and enhance customer experience.
In what way does social media play a role for you in your company?
So from two perspectives, first of all, social media is a marketing channel for Go Beyond Partners, of course, right? So we are active on LinkedIn, otherwise you wouldn't have found me, I would say. And we always try to connect with our website, gobeyondpartners.com. But from the other perspective, so in terms of customer experience and customer service, social media is a customer service channel, you know, because if you take, for example, Instagram, if you go into the consumer area, then you have a lot of information from marketing and from sales and so on and so on. But there are customers who give feedback, who maybe say, well, I'm not satisfied. And then this is sometimes maybe too often being answered somewhere in marketing. So by some interns, you know, this is traditionally how it started a couple of years ago. But more often behind those things, when customers complain, there is a service issue. You know, something in the company did not work well, from ordering to delivery, whatever, the product was not good, many, many reasons which can happen. And those are service issues. So service people need to take care for this. So therefore, I say social media channels are service channels.
Mm-hmm. And how do you execute that in practice for your own company and for your own profile on LinkedIn, for example?
We monitor the feedback we have there, you know, but we both know it's very difficult to get feedback. I have many, many people who contact me and want to be part of my network. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, I was always thinking, no, I do only contact and only take people in my network who I know. But when you start making LinkedIn marketing, you are very happy about every person who is coming into your network. So I say, you want to join my network? Welcome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if people react to what I write there, then this is cool. Then we can really start a conversation. But this is a tough business. You know, it's really a tough business because there are many companies also providing information and providing content, and especially in consulting, as I said, it's trust, it's personal relationship. So to generate trust and personal relationship via social media is still very difficult, because finally we all end up in real life conversation, in real time connection. So it's just some kind of lever, you know.
How Go Beyond Partners uses physical events to build personal connections with customers and peers.
Are there also physical events that you would say add value or worked really well for you in the past?
And absolutely. So I think I'm really happy that we can travel again. And I hope that we can do the business as long as possible without any masks or stuff like this, because for people with hearing devices like me, this is always very complicated, because whether you have them somehow in the mask or you can't hear the people very well. But personal conversation is the most important thing. Yeah. And that's why I will visit a couple of events this year, and Go Beyond Partners is also doing an event once per quarter. But of course, I mean, it's not going to be a German event in Germany, because that would be mostly me who is organizing this. No, we're going to do this event in the UK, because it's managed by and driven by the UK people. But I, of course, will invite German clients to this if they are willing and able to speak English and to do that. So we also do events like this, yes.
And do you have like a hands-on example of an event that worked really well for you? that you can walk us through? If not, also good.
Well, I cannot say this one event, you know. If you're in the call center or customer service industry, then there is also the CCW, so the contact center or call center world in Berlin, somewhere in February. It used to be the biggest event for this industry, yeah, mostly in Europe. But since COVID times, it's really finding its new life and its new structure again. So everyone is hoping that this is going to be revived. A similar event will come up because different companies, so event companies, but also companies out of our industry, started to run virtual events. You know, but then you hear about many people who have subscribed to come there, and then you finally see, well, you are talking to three people, you know, so mm-hmm. because people really don't like that anymore and want to meet in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes absolute sense. I also see it with our own events. We just had an event yesterday evening again.
Yeah, I saw it on LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's really nice when you see people in person, and it really helps to, like, even existing clients attend, so not only potential clients for us. And you can resolve any open questions much, much faster if you have like over nice food and a beer. It's perfect. Yeah, I like
Absolutely.
It a lot. And it creates like a bond between people, and also between the people that you invite, basically. So not only for us in terms of getting in touch with potential existing clients, but also these people build a community and help each other out because they're of the same area that they serve. And so it's really... So win-win again. It's really nice.
Absolutely.
Ludger's magic formula for building trust with his clients.
Do you have a special way or magic sauce on how you build that trust, either for winning the client or also when you start working with the client?
Yeah, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it? So, no. I don't have it. It's just I fight for the end customer's interests. So I always fight for the end customer, and I'm very open and transparent in when I have the opinion that things are not working well from the customer perspective, from the end customer consumer perspective.
But that's maybe the magic, you know, because
that might be the magic. So therefore, I think
the bills, it's the end customer.
Yeah. So therefore, it is really speaking very open, being very clear, being to the point. But there are people who like it and there are people who don't like it, you know. So therefore, but that's the way I do business. And I've mm-hmm. been doing this over the last years. And I think that helps. My clients need to be very clear about what they can expect from me and in what way they can expect that from me, right? If they need mm-hmm. support, if they need an opinion, if they need a challenger, then I'm the person to do that, you know? And mm-hmm. and I'm already very transparent in the first conversations because they need to see this is how Ludger is and his team, how they are working.
Ready for more? Listen to the full episode. Head over to sawoo.io/leaders. SAWOO.io/leaders.